This is Vertillac, a small village with about 650 inhabitants in the southwest of France, in the Dordogne region. Now, this looks very French. You've got limestone buildings all around this little square here. And in one corner of the square, I see a brocante. In the other corner, there's a pizza truck, which is also very typical for small French villages. And yet, Vertillac isn't as French as you might think. Between 30 and 40% of the people who live here are British. Let's go and meet one of them. Hello, I'm Lisa Louis from Deutsche Welle.
Hello, Lisa, nice to meet you. Welcome to my bar, welcome to Vertillac.
Rebecca Waters, who everybody here calls Bex, bought Le Calice in November last year. She invested 10,000 euros to redecorate the bar and reopened it 2 days later with a mix of British and French products. The 41-year-old from Kent in southern England has turned Le Calice into the village's central hub.
So for the previous owner, the bar was open from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. and it would reopen at 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. And I just believe that if you have a business, you have to make it work. And so you open all day. People won't come if they don't know you're open. And we can give something back. We can employ people. So if I'm open longer, I need more people to do those hours.
Bex took the leap across the English Channel, even though she knew Brexit was coming and she doesn't have French nationality.
My mum and my dad bought a property here in France 9 years ago, and so they decided to wait for a while before they came out to France to live their retirement dream. As time passed, my mum decided, let's go. And my dad, being incredibly safe, said, well, no, wait 2 years, Pam. I've got my retirement. We'll leave with a nice lump sum. In that 2 year period, my dad got Alzheimer's and he died. And if that has taught me anything, it's don't wait. Just be gutsy, give it a go. If it just wasn't your bag, you can make other choices.
She's not the only Brit making such a choice since the Brexit referendum. Trevor Leggett is a real estate agent in nearby Rochebeaucourt.
Last year, I think we were about 1,250 households.
About half of his clients are British, and this year he will probably sell 20% more houses to them than last year.
A lot of people are feeling they want to buy something in France for fear that they may no longer be able to. I think it's a little misguided, but some people seem to think that the door's going to go boom and closed, and that's it, you can't come in anymore. So it's a little bit of panic.
The British are now buying slightly smaller houses as the pound has lost some of its value over the past few years. But their presence is still a real boon to the local economy. They often completely renovate the places they buy.
The French artisans, they benefit. The carpenters, joiners, masons, plumbers, electricians all have a field day.
And that's not all, according to Christopher Dembic, head of macroeconomic research at Saxo Bank in Paris.
Les expatriés britanniques en France sont à peu près autour de 200 000.
He says the roughly 200,000 British expats in France fill a gap left behind by the young generation that's leaving the countryside to look for jobs in the cities.
Ils apportent souvent un savoir-faire, ils créent des commerces au niveau local, donc ça fait vivre une ville locale.
British expats are often well-trained and open lots of shops. They breathe new life into small villages, and they pay taxes, which fill the municipality's coffers. France is one of the European countries with the most small villages, and the British help ease up the place's economic and demographic decline.
Back in Vertillac, the mayor, Hervé de Villemorin, embraces the British presence.
They like this village, which is certainly warmer than in Great Britain.
He has two English people sitting on his local council.
Our commerces, they're not making 100% of their business with the foreigners, but the foreigners are bringing the supplement in business that is allowing them to stay in life.
And yet, he admits there are downsides to the influx, such as higher real estate prices. Also, the British have not always integrated that well.
When the British people were arriving in France, they were trying to speak French. And after a while, there were so many people here that they stopped speaking French. They were just speaking English between them. And recently, we had a traditional feast from Occitanie. And the British participated a lot to the preparation of this feast. And I think since this, they are more integrated.
But it looks like French remains a problem for many Brits in France. only 3,000 of them have applied for French citizenship, for which you need to speak the language. For the others, life is likely to get a lot more complicated after Brexit, says economist Dembik.
Of course, Paris won't just kick them out overnight. But without a French passport, they have to apply for a residence permit, which is a lot of hassle. It will be rather complicated to stay in France.
Bex is determined to give it her all, though. She will apply for French citizenship and is hoping that her bar will give her a head start.
You set yourself up as a business, you work, you pay your taxes, you pay in, you pay your insurances, etc. And because you do all that and you do it correctly, you've already got a foot in the door, if you like.
If she had to leave after Brexit, she would go back to the UK or move on to another country, she says. But she would be devastated, and her departure would certainly leave a gap in Vertillac. Lisa Louis, DW, Vertillac in the Dordogne.